Okay, so it's back in London, United Kingdom. It's June the 25th, 2023, outside of Tottenham Court Road. And I'm going to intend to enter Dominion Theatre, where Hillsong London have a meeting at 12:15. So, 12 o'clock, we got another 15 minutes, and we'll see what happens. My purpose is to establish their reason for global banishment, and secondarily, the reason why they refuse to answer. So we'll see how that goes.
Have a great time, yeah?
Hello.
Promised that Hillsong would give me an answer, but they still haven't.
Everyone is welcome.
Yeah. No, but it's actually, there's a global band made by Brian Houston, and then now it's...
Why?
And this is what I want to know, why?
Wow. I need to...
I hope you understand my situation.
Yes, yeah. I want to.
Who's in charge today?
I'm not sure. Let me guess.
Okay.
Someone.
All right. I'll be right here. One year ago, I visited, and I was told that I'm not welcome.
Why?
This is what I want to know. And approximately once a week, I have emailed to Hillsong in the United Kingdom, trying to find out what is the reason why I'm banned globally by all of Hillsong.
Was there any reason? Did you do anything wrong, or did you say anything to the pastors, or did you?
This is what I want to know.
But there must be a reason.
If there is a reason, I'd like to know what the reason is. You can ask who's in charge of security today.
No, but they must. Steve, yeah, I'm gonna give Steve. Yeah, I just want to know. There must have been something. That makes sense, because they can't just say don't come. That makes sense.
Okay.
Did you have an altercation with somebody or argument with somebody in church or?
I'd like to know.
Did you? That's what I'm asking you.
I want to know what you know.
I'm embarrassed. Like, kind of. Let me say. I can't just say. Unless you tell me something, then we can start from somewhere.
Because
that's the same question they're going to ask you.
Okay.
Was there any reason why?
If you check in your registers, my name will be there as someone who is banned. My name is Torsten Menzen. And if you ask the person who's in charge of security today, they will confirm.
No, but the thing is, if you come to church now, nobody's going to stop you. Does that make sense? If you come to church now, nobody's going to stop you. Unless... you're going to maybe say something inappropriate or something. That makes sense. Nobody refuses somebody to come to church.
Yeah. I appreciate the attitude that you have. It's factually actually wrong because I am officially banned globally by all campuses of Hillsong. And I've insisted for several years to find out the reason why. But Hillsong refuses to answer. And so this is
As I said, the door is open. If you're coming to serve, just come. You pray. Church is open for everyone. Nobody's going to stop you from coming in there.
Okay. So who's in charge of security today?
No, I don't know. I don't know who's in charge
of security. Who's in charge of the service overall?
Pastor, but maybe I can take it to Steve.
Yeah, okay. Shall I wait here? Hello, Steve. My name is Torsten Danza. First of all, what is your position or your...
Staff member.
Staff member?
Okay. Yeah.
Steve, what's your last name, Steve?
Page.
Page?
Page,
B-A-G-E.
Page.
Yeah. Stephen Page. Okay, good to meet you. My name is Torsten Danza.
Yeah.
I am officially banned by all of the Hillsong campuses.
Right.
And 1 year ago, I visited... here as well in Dominion Theatre, and I made the same inquiry, why am I not welcome? And I was 1 year ago advised, send an email. I have been sending emails once a week for the past year.
Can you show me?
I don't have emails, but how do I contact you, for example, Steve?
You can email me, steve.page@hillsong.co.uk.
Okay, steve.page@hillsong.co.uk.
.co.uk, yeah.
Okay, yeah,
got it. So, yeah. And it's S-T-E-V-E and dot, and page, P-A-G-E.
Okay, that's one dot in between the words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you put somebody's umbrella? Sorry. Right. Okay, cheers. How do I establish what is the purpose of the excommunication or the banishment?
Well, then I would have to explain why that is.
Yeah,
what was your name again?
Torsten Lanza. I'll give you my
card. Yeah, let's see that if you can. And then I can make some inquiries at my end as well.
All right.
Exactly why. Right, okay. So when was the last time you visited, you say here, a year ago?
I think it was around June 12th.
Here. When you received the ban, was it from London or was it from...
It's a global ban.
Was it from a London perspective? Was you part of the London congregation or was you in another congregation?
I've never been part of any congregation, but I have made multiple attempts to visit. Upon every visit, I presented myself. My name is Torsten Lanza. Am I welcome? Essentially, why am I not welcome?
What do you do for a living?
I prefer not to speak about what I do for a living. But
if you can put that in the email, though, just to let me know if that's okay.
Basically, there's two questions that I have, Steve. One, why am I banned? This is a confirmed ban, evidence ban. Global ban by all campuses of Hillsong. So the first question, why? And the second question is, why has Hillsong United Kingdom refused to answer that question for the past year?
Can I ask, did you make yourself known to the security or did they stop you on the entry?
No, they didn't.
So you've admitted that you're banned and you've come into touch rather than just to walk in, because no one stopped you.
I don't want to sort of try to sneak in.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just asking.
I want the clarity of answers why. Yeah. Why am I banned and why has Hillsong refused to answer?
Okay, fair. Yeah, well, you're more than welcome. Now I've got your number, I can find out.
Yeah.
You can more than welcome to email me. And then maybe you email me and I can always return it.
Yeah.
Reply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you promise, Steve, to answer the email?
Yes.
Okay. How soon? What time frame? 1 week? 2 weeks?
It depends when you see. I can reply by the next day.
Okay. I'll send you an email.
If I have the information that you're asking, if I have the information, if you're asking me questions, I don't have the information. Okay. I won't reply until I have the information.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay. So I'll provide to you, Steve, the links of because I have made public because I'm officially banned without a reason.
One thing I will say: if you are banned, and it does flag up on our email, because all our emails go through a security system.
Maybe that's why.
It might bounce back to someone else rather than come straight through to me.
All right.
So bear that in mind. I have an option to release emails if they're stopped at a firewall, shall we say.
Okay.
But I have an option to release them.
Okay.
So bear that in mind. So that always delays emails as well sometimes.
All right. I make an assurance, I will tonight, sometime before midnight, I will send you an email.
Okay. Yeah.
At Stephen.
Steve.page@hillsong.co.uk. It's the Steve.page you need, then it's at hillsong.co.uk.
If that does not reach you by midnight tonight, then it has been something is wrong.
Something may have had a stop on the fire.
In that case, I would appreciate if you would return back and then I will send if you have
Okay, I'll try and contact you. Okay.
Thank you. And right. So I'll depart.
Yeah. All okay. Right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for being honest.
Thank you.
Andrea, aspetta che ora la porti tu. Non è che posso portare tu.
All right. So it wasn't a formal eviction, but a sort of a gentle gesture of hand gesture pointing towards the door. So it wasn't explicit, and wasn't, I wouldn't call it an eviction, but a kind gesture of walk out the door. And there's a promise to by the gentleman in conversation that he would respond to email with explanation of why. So, end of that.